Hi, Nick. So sorry I couldn't make it in today. It's Sydney Writers Festival this week. Maybe I mentioned it? So anyway, there is way too much bookish action happening across the city, and I've been a little caught up. I didn't want you to miss out on the books, though, so I've prepared you a little something. As I mentioned last week, I've been reading Viola de Grado's Hollow Heart and finding it strangely overlapping with my viewing of 13 Reasons Why. One is fantastic and the other a fairly steaming pile of, well, anyway, I'm sure you've guessed which is which, but let me tell you the whys and wherefores. And I should probably put a content warning on this book club. Hollow Heart deals with some pretty serious themes, including suicide. And look, literature should always endeavour to engage with important themes, but this may bring up issues for some people. If you're going through anything at the moment, you can always call Lifeline on 131114. You can also go to lifeline.org.au and get help. You can get help 24/7. So Hollow Heart is the second novel from Viola de Grado. She's an Italian author. Her first novel, 70% acrylic, 30% wool, announced her to much acclaim and was awarded nominated for the Strega, which is Italy's most prestigious literary award. Hollow Heart opens with the suicide of Dorothea Giglio. Dorothea narrates her death as it wings its way across her hometown of Catania and up Mount Etna and then down into her body. It's this broad cinematic scene that combines a panoramic world with intense close-up. It also sets us up for the progress of the novel as Dorothea moves through her life as a ghost, going to work, having dinner with her mother and searching for love. When I spoke with Viola ahead of her Sydney Writers Festival appearance this week, she told me that in Hollow Heart she had this desire to break down what she saw as the artificial demarcation between life and death. Dorothea, she felt, was not truly living in the world. She was shut out from her relationships and her desires, and it's only through exploring the world on the cusp of eternity as a ghost that she can understand how vivid all the joy and the sorrow can be. So Dorothea meticulously keeps a diary of her body as it decomposes following her burial. It's a strange and beautiful charting of nature at work, but also it overwhelmed me as a mirroring of our obsessive selfie culture that demands we document every minute for some sort of unknown viewer. Dorothea goes to work, seeks a boyfriend, disapproves of her mother's boyfriend, writes letters to other ghosts seeking companionship. And we're only dragged away from these moments of suburban idle as Dorothea punctuates her experiences with reflections that she is actually invisible, she lacks corporeal presence, although she can move objects enough to pick up a pen and write the memoir that we're reading, although, interestingly enough, the dead can't read. This is a really touching and reflective novel, and it struck me to be reading it at the same time as I was watching 13 Reasons Why. Obviously, that show has been, receiving a lot of attention, getting a lot of airplay. They're both narratives that deal with suicide, and where Hollow Heart is reflective, I found 13 Reasons to be really didactic. Hollow Heart takes us beyond our own ability to see the world and gives us space to explore the things that we find there. While 13 Reasons seem to be trying to shoehorn itself into all these genres and convince us that it was somehow both cool and also considered discussion, because of their subject matter, discussing both mental health and suicide, both of the narratives should be approached by audiences with an awareness that these are going to be difficult, that they may bring up confronting thoughts, they may be challenging, especially if you've gone through something like this in your life or you know people that have. But Hollow Heart stood out for me as doing this in a sensitive and an artistic manner. It's unfair of me to be lumping these two stories together, and I only do it to illustrate the different ways in which a subject can be broached. Ultimately, it's incumbent on the audience to be open and to consider what they're watching, what they're reading or viewing. Just question it. Take nothing on faith. So, look, that's Hollow Heart. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I really recommend it as a book. If this conversation, if anything I've talked about today has brought anything up for you, though, you can contact Lifeline 24/7 on 131114. If you want to find out more about Viola De Grado, you can tune into my conversation with Viola. It's up on 2SER.com. Just search for the Final Draft page. Viola's also going to be at Sydney Writers Festival this weekend, so you can hear her talk about the book and engage in some of these issues that we've also discussed. You can go to swf.org.au for all of those details. I'm really hoping to see people down at the festival. I hope maybe, Nick, I'll catch you down there. And of course, I will be back next week to chat more books. I'm reading another festival guest at the moment, Roxanne Gay. So next week, why don't we talk, Nick, about being bad feminists? See you, mate.